MissouriNet News, I'm Jason Taylor. Independence Police near Kansas City have released an endangered silver advisory for 71-year-old Ruth Peterson, who suffers from dementia, which is not treated. Her direction of travel is unknown. Police said she left her residence on foot during the early morning hours yesterday and was not discovered missing until her family returned home last evening. Missouri Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson wants new leadership at the St. Louis Veterans Home. Allegations of things like mismanagement and improperly medicating residents have prompted several investigations of the facility this year, including an ongoing investigation by Parson's office.
The people there, the employees there, the families are frustrated and believe that nobody's listening to them.
The steps required to remove the administrator and assistant administrator from their positions, which is what Parson wants, are unknown at this time, but could be the job of the Missouri Veterans Commission. 12 states have brought a U.S. Supreme Court challenge to California's law governing eggs sold in that state. Tom Stever reports that the Show Me State is leading the effort.
Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley says he wants California's egg production law changed. The regulations governing egg production say that any eggs brought into California to be sold cannot be produced by hens in battery cages. Hawley tells Brownfield that's a burden on egg-producing farmers.
They're facing huge compliance costs, having to completely change their farming operation. Essentially, it means they can't use cages any longer in their farming with chickens, which is common in our state.
The suit claims California's regulations violate federal law, prohibiting states from imposing their own standards on eggs produced in other states. A similar suit filed in U.S. District Court was ruled to not have standing. But Hawley says taking this case to the U.S. Supreme Court will satisfy that.
When a state sues another state, the appropriate venue is the Supreme Court of the United States.
At the Lake of the Ozarks, I'm Tom Stever.
Florissant police near St. Louis handed out small gifts in the place of minor traffic violations yesterday. KMOV reports the gestures are something the department does every year. Officers say they enjoy the chance to brighten someone's holiday season. Three Missouri House Democrats have filed bills to reinstate funding for low-income nursing care as well as prescription drugs. Over the summer, Governor Eric Greitens vetoed a bill that financed the nursing care. Peter Meredith of St. Louis has proposed to slice in half a 2% deduction businesses get when they pay in sales taxes they've collected on time. He says the money's better used for the low-income health care rather than on tax breaks for national big-box stores.
The last thing we want to do is give up another $150 million to businesses, that frankly, most of which goes to Walmart and Home Depot and a couple other very large out-of-state businesses that have the large tax bills come and due.
House Democrats Crystal Quaid of Springfield and Deb Lavender of Linwood also filed separate measures to restore the low-income health subsidies. This is Missouri Net.